Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now. Welcome, brains, to On the Edge with April Mahoney, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, we are here with a Chandler and a very wonderful woman. Her name is Wanda Vitale. She's going to talk to us about some things that are pretty heady. So I want you to dial back and try to process this. If you are in the metaphysical world, the spiritual realm, energy healing, light working, you'll probably get it quicker. But if you are just Joe Schmo on the corner struggling, it might be a little bit more difficult for you. So that's why you have an opportunity to rewind or ask questions. The curious mind, that's what we're going to tap into. She's going to talk to us about focus and the struggle, because the struggle is real, brains, and fear is an option. We have a choice because we get caught in our feelings. We're going to talk about an access point to the phenomenal. We don't want to be extra. We don't want to be ordinary. We want to be exceptional. We want to be phenomenal. We want those big $25 words. And life is breath and breathing. So how to sit back and just absorb it, good, bad, or indifferent, learn from it. She's going to walk us through all of that. Plus, she is having a mastermind that she, what do you do, Wanda? You do that quarterly, monthly? What is your mastermind? Do you do that often?
We offer different things right now. So the short answer is we don't have a set schedule for that.
Okay.
We've got two programs that we're running now, that are, very high touch. So it just depends on interest and our, you know, schedules.
Yeah. And that's what I'm telling you. We want that arc over brains. We want that high touch. Tired of being average and being low level. Because people are underestimating themselves and their abilities. And also the surrender experience, how to just give in and just let it be. So without further ado, we're going to bring our guest on. How are you, Wanda Vitale?
I am wonderful, April. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. You're looking like $5 million. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about who you are. And in that, can you include your surrender experience?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Well, I am somebody who had a pretty normal, what I would call normal life. I was in corporate America in national account sales and software. Really worked hard as a type A at breaking through glass ceilings because it was, and still is, mostly male dominated. So I thought, I can do this. So I was somebody that had 60-hour weeks. I would be, when I had an office and wasn't virtual, I would be the last one to leave with the cleaning people, one of those push, push, push. Exhausted all the time. And then the software industry crashed and I had pushed myself into a little corner and I just couldn't do it anymore. I lived on airplanes. I would wake up and not remember what city I was in because hotels, even if it's downtown San Francisco, a hotel is a hotel. So that was my life. And so went from there into the real estate industry. And developed with a partner who I married, we developed subdivisions all over the country. Again, push, 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 you know, type A. I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to that.
Overachiever syndrome, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, right? Because just
imposter syndrome, all of the syndromes.
We think because we can do anything, we need to do anything. And so Then the real estate industry crashed, as we all know, in 2008. And it was an opportunity for me to surrender. I divorced my ex-husband, and it was another opportunity to surrender. And then I was in an accident. I say that I'm a slow learner. Then I was in an accident, and I was told I might not be able to walk again. I couldn't work. I'd always been in high profile sales, selling to pretty much Fortune 100 companies. And I didn't know what I could do. I came out of my divorce with debt because we owned tons of land all over, and didn't file bankruptcy, but I should have, but I didn't do it. I jokingly say now I didn't even have enough money to file bankruptcy.
Mm.
So it was that. So one day, sitting at my dining room table, I could not, I looked up and said, I give up, you win. I'd been a closet mystic my whole life. I would do my, you know, metaphysical stuff and my spiritual stuff, and then go back to my job. And so I kept it very, I had a very segregated life. And so I believed in a lot of stuff, but I never had really just gotten to the point where my mind had no more options. Mm. So that was my turnaround experience. And it's really what a lot of people are experiencing right now.
It is. Well, they've been stripped of everything that they know, the familiar. But we live in the unfamiliar. When you wake up tomorrow, it is not going to be the same day it was yesterday. So it is about that. And we want to talk about in the knowing. You know, what is it when you know what you know? Like you said, you know, you've been in the metaphysical world, you realize your gift, you suppressed it. I know I have a very, very powerful gift. Sometimes I'll be serious, I'm scared of it, because I will manifest something and it will materialize like that. And I'm saying, oh my God, I promise you, God, I'm a Christian, but this feels like witchery. What do you say to those people that have this gift and they're afraid of the knowing? They're afraid to know what they know.
Well, I would say that, you know, God's plan for us, whether your listeners say call this power greater than ourselves, God or source or the universe, God wants us to be happy. Life is really pretty simple. We have made it pretty complicated.
Right.
We are here for the joy. And we are, when we realize that it's our birthright to be happy, that then the things that might seem to scare us are always pathways to this greater joy. I don't know if that makes sense, but there's nothing to be afraid of. Fear is just an old programmed response. It's when our amygdalas fire.
Well, you know what? I don't know if I totally agree with that, because I think also fear is a boundary. It is a way of saying, you know what? You know, maybe you want to stop. You want to step back. You want to reassess what this is. Again, it's learning the knowing. It's not automatic. You know, you didn't, right. You know, the car may be an automatic, but you still had to learn how to drive it. And now you know how to do it. So it's a process. So, you know, fear, a lot of people are afraid of fear. Sometimes I relish it because it is an opportunity for me to pause. People are going straight ahead, you know, like you were, like I've been before, didn't give yourself time to catch your breath, just going on automatic. But that fear kind of stops you and says, whoa, you know what, this deal might not be good, or I don't trust this person, or I'm not feeling well, I need to see a doctor. So fear can also be a way of establishing boundaries. I want to talk to you also about being impactful versus being active. You know, we talked about the imposter syndrome, and people are busy meeting on the meeting to see what they're meeting about, which is nothing.
Right.
They want to be active, but they're not impactful. What do you say to that person?
Well, I am I am such a, I'm passionate about this, actually. It's the whole, it's the crux of my work with my business partner and I. It's the crux of our programs. I have come to understand that within each and every one of us, there is a destiny. There is some way that we're here to impact the world. And it's different for everyone. And so there is, there are ways that when we trust ourselves, and this is part of that fear conversation, right? When we learn to trust ourselves, learn to know the difference between fear and discretion, because there's a difference, right? That there, we are guided to these things that say this way, oh, I want to do this. It might be, and our lives have made us subject matter experts in something, something. And always, always it, our life experience has led us to know things that can help other people. And when you combine that with the things that we just love, like I'm still doing the same thing I did when I managed salespeople. I'm teaching them to trust themselves. I'm telling them you can do this. I'm helping them see, I help our clients see the bigger picture. I reflect their magnificence instead of their smallness so that they can trust themselves, right? So when we take our life experience, which is always, as I say, it's been rigged. It's always been rigged. The pain, when we alchemize the pain and the trauma into wisdom, which at some point we do in our lives.
Right, right.
When we take that alchemized wisdom along with this, our inherent gifts that we have, it turns into a meaningful expression of our lives. A meaningful, and that's what most people are wanting. They just, you say impactful, yes, impactful and deeply meaningful.
Right.
It's the things that we would do even if we didn't get paid for it. And they are the things that come so naturally to us that we don't think it's a thing. We see this all the time with our clients. We've been led to believe that if it's not hard, just like I used to think, if it's not hard, there's no merit in it. It has to be hard.
Right. It has to be, it has to be a challenge. It's got to be some blood, sweat, and tears. There's got to be some confusion, some kerfuffle. And then you feel like I've overcome and I've arrived. Instead of just kind of taking the simple route, you know, you're going to go in and out of each different section of the highway. Never putting your blinker on, brains, to change lanes. You're just swooping and swerving and it's not good. What is a quantum mindset?
The quantum mindset is really understanding that we exist in a, we really exist in a living, breathing physics equation. Mm. It's understanding that the world is not one dimensional, that we exist in a myriad of dimensions. It's physics. I'm kind of a physics geek. Understanding that everything exists simultaneously. Time is really an illusion. Everything
absolutely,
is possible.
Absolutely. I love that. Say that again. Time is an illusion. I had a friend that shared that with me. Her husband just passed away suddenly. And she said that she was talking to a spirit. And she says, you know, baby, do you miss me? And he goes, up here, I haven't had time to miss you. He says, because time is not like what you think time is there. I mean, in the Bible, people live to be 700 years old.
Yeah.
So now we compartmentalize 50, 60, 70 years, and people will say, oh, they had such a great life. Well, historically, they've been cheated.
Yeah.
They've been treated. But your mind can transcend you thousands of years ahead. You can be in that quantum metaphysical mindset. You can be above the surface. How do people rise to that level?
It's really living in curiosity instead of living in the known. When you understand that the mind is great for certain things, it's like a filing cabinet of our past. However, which is a good thing if, and there are a lot of good solutions there, but most of what people I would say all of what people are really wanting, and especially all of what is being called, asked of each of us in this transitioning world, is something new. Thoughts that have never been thought before, ideas that have never been brought through before. And so when we live in curiosity, that pulls in this information from places that the mind can't reach. This is where, when we understand that we are multidimensional, that we have access to everything, every idea, every new thing, future, from the future, I would say that our clients are messengers from the future, right?
Wow.
When we live in curiosity, then we can, instead of going into a cul-de-sac and saying, well, it's a cul-de-sac, now instead we say, well, I wonder what else is possible here.
Absolutely. I heard you saying that in a few of your interviews, and I say that often and regularly every day. You know, how can you get any better than this? And what else is possible? You have to be a curious mind.
Yes.
Think of all the things you didn't know. That's my next book. That's what I'm working on right now. 365 days. I'm writing down what I learn every day.
I love it.
Every day you learn something new. If it's nothing but how to tie a tie or how to cook a new soup. But there are other great things, other dimensions, other spaces. Do you believe in aliens?
Oh, definitely. I grew up, this is just part of my background. I grew up on a farm in Ohio. And when I was, 10 or 11, my mother, my dear mother, who's just a normal farm wife, would say, there's a UFO. Let's go get in the car and see if we can find it.
Wow.
So that was before Project Blue Book came out, and which I read, and it was all of the things that we saw. So very definitely. I believe it goes along with the part of the idea of being multidimensional.
I think so too. And I think people, are thinking small, that they think this is all that exists, that there was no past life experience, that we just came here, we came and this is it, and out we go. No, this is training. And you've been through training before, and you better hope that you get to the goal line and get that Super Bowl ring, because life is a game.
It is.
It's a game, and we need to know how to play it, how to edit and filter. What is important, how to be strategic, to be tactical, how to be giving, how to share, how to love, how to be responsible for our own actions. All of those things are going to elevate you brains to the next level. Wouldn't you agree, Wanda?
Absolutely. It's actually this, we're seeding, it's exactly, April, what we're doing right now. We're seeding the next 800 years of life on Earth. We're ending the Piscean Age, which is the opposite of everything that you just talked about. We're seeding the Aquarian Age with these ideals of the humanity, unity, love, sharing, the idea that there's only one of us here in a multitude of different flesh suits.
I know one of my guests called it a meat suit the other day. I thought of Lady Gaga. it's very, very relevant. It's very, very real. What do we teach our children, Wanda, about this experience, about this love, about this life, about this giving without creating fear and anxiety? How do we teach them?
Well, these little kids, the young children that are coming in aren't coming in with a lot of the fear in there.
They're not. Not even the same conversation.
No. I call them the little star children. We have clients whose work is actually with the parents of these little kids. And when we're talking about our older children, I didn't have children, but when we're talking about our older children, I know you have a daughter. We just have to remind them that where to look, just the things that we talked about, instead of looking, use the fear as, what is the fear telling you? Is it something that you need to do? Or is it irrational fear? Most So many people have irrational fear and worry and anxiety, and it is pointless.
I know.
So that's what's happening with a lot of people. So it's an energy or a frequency. So we can tell our children the old saying of look on the bright side. Well, what else is possible here? What is, what makes you feel good? I hopefully parents are instilling in their kids at any age that there is this intelligence and force. Again, whether it's God or source or the universe, there is this greater intelligence that's calling the shots in our lives and in the world.
And to let your children live out their own journey, brains.
Exactly.
We are the conduit. We are the sperm and the ovum that came together, that hatched the egg to deliver the baby, but it is their own set of circumstances. God has programmed them. They have had the opportunity to pick their assignment, to pick their parents before they even came out of the womb.
Absolutely.
Some are forced out, some are pushed out, but there's a party for you when you arrive. And it's a bright light. And I want people to be excited about that. I know my daughter, where's she at? I don't want to self-disclose while she hears. But she's super cool. But I was a little concerned. She didn't drive her car at 16. She had a car sitting out there waiting for her. That didn't excite her. She didn't roller skate real quick. Didn't ride the bike real quick. And I was like, what is she going to do? Didn't, date it, but didn't really kind of go into that. But she was creating a creative. And now she is sought out here in San Diego and Los Angeles for her creativity in arts, in fashion, in costume design, because I let her be.
Yeah.
I didn't push her to go to college. That wasn't her thing. And she wasn't going to trick, me out of $60,000 or $70,000 to sit there and do nothing. So I just sat back for a minute, but I let her be the person that she was, kept that dialogue and that communication line open, and let her know that there are possibilities, and her creativity is just, it's flourishing with everything that she does.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And that's just such exciting. Those are such exciting words for me to hear, because don't we need to do that with the entire planet, not just our kids?
Everybody.
This is what, our program that we're just announcing now is called, what is it called? Remembering and Reclaiming. And it's like it's the Michelangelo quote. I carved the marble until I set the angel free. Most of us have grown up, if we're older than 10, probably listening, we've grown up just like I did, just like you did, believing that we had to do, that we had to fit in.
Right.
And that so we've been trained out of our own knowing and out of our own natural brilliance. So April, it's so exciting for me to hear that you're letting your daughter be who she is, which is really pretty radical in the world today, right? That's called radical.
I didn't want to have to deal with the drugs. I didn't want to have to deal with the anxiety. I didn't want to have to deal with, confronting her sexuality. However she wanted to do that, as long as we had dialogue, that we could talk about it, that she knew that I was a trusted person that was going to support her, whatever, I dodged a bullet. I really do. And so there's a lot going on with that. Share with us the amazing work that you're doing with your partner, your programs, and really how people can, they can level up.
We the first program that we came out with is called Paid to Be You. And the conversation around that is exactly what you're talking about with your daughter, and how you have done the right thing and parented your daughter in such an amazing way so that she knows who she is.
Yeah.
And she's getting paid to be her. Not who mom or dad thinks she should be or who the world thinks she should be, but who she is. And that's really what's missing in the world. So the program is called Paid to Be You. Our work tends to be with people that would self-identify as empaths, very energetically sensitive. So they're feeling all this stuff in the world, also intuitives. And it's a process of uncovering who, just like you did naturally with your daughter, it's really a process of uncovering who they are, what their inherent value is, so that they see it, and then turning that, letting the ideas come in from the part of them that's not from their mind, letting those ideas come in into a business so that they truly do get paid to be you. Mm. We're on our second program of this paid to be you. It's 12 weeks and it's a weekly call, and the real magic comes on a weekly private session where we go deep, because as you know, until we truly value ourselves in every way,
yes, ma'am,
it keeps all the success, all the impact, it keeps everything at bay.
Yeah.
And so a lot of our, most of our clients were front loaded with a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. And there's still a piece of that that hasn't integrated. And so what we're seeing across the board is when that last piece gets integrated,
right,
when we're not judging ourselves anymore for anything, when we're not feeling any levels of shame for just being who we are. And then when that gets integrated, and then when we realize that the things that we just take for granted, that when we show up, there are just certain things that walk in that are in the room with us,
right,
that we just take for granted because we came in that way. When we put all of that together, it turns into a life that is meaningful, impactful, and wildly lucrative.
Hmm. So it's that's magic, brains. It's magic.
Oh, it is. It is for us the most rewarding work that we've ever done. It is magic. My partner's name is Laria Mersini. She has a background in PR. She's gotten companies and people on Oprah. She's a writer. We're actually both writers. And in this long list of things that she's done in her life, the umbrella is empowerment, just as it is with me. So it's just magical to help people see themselves on a website that we create for them, to translate what they're saying, to translate, reflect that back to them in a way that the world truly can see who they are and what they offer, and then to see their businesses take off.
Because Braze, life is a big old blank canvas, like this big blank wall back here. And it's up to you to draw a masterpiece, but also to work with great people like Wanda and her partner to color in the white space. Because there's a lot going on in the world. There may be some things that, and I say this from my perspective, that you just maybe cannot get over. Daddy issues, mommy issues, sexual abuse. But what you can do is you can have tools in your toolbox that you can reach down and grab. One of the suggestions that you gave, one of my favorites, is take a nap.
Yeah, take a nap.
When I was 5 or 6 years old, they never had a problem with me nap time. I was the first one down. Because when you wake up, it is a new opportunity. Just because of the simple fact is that you woke up. Don't take that for granted.
Right.
Don't take that for granted. The breath is a gift. And that is one thing that, you know, Wanda talks about as well. Life is breathing. And to take all of that in, even if you have asthma or COPD, take a hit of that inhaler and breathe. Enjoy it. It is a gift. It is a gift. And you are a gift. Have you written a book? You've written some books.
I haven't written a book. Laria and I are working on a couple of books, not published yet. We've been so busy. We work with authors as well. So we've been so busy, we haven't. Our own project has been on the back burner, but that's coming. I did want to talk about this program that we're coming up with now, because that we're just announcing this week, because not everybody's here to turn their great passion into a business. So it's called Reclaim and Remember. In working with people, we've discovered that it takes 6 to 7 weeks to alchemize the trauma into wisdom and to realize and to look at that from a place of, oh, this will help somebody else. Mm. Really. So we have, so it's a 6 weeks program that we're just announcing this week, remember and reclaim. It's remembering who you really are, what's important to you, and reclaiming that. Mm. We, being multidimensional beings, when we walk into a room of people, it changes everybody. You and I doing this call today, it's basically a transmission of energy.
Absolutely. So
people that listen or watch get it at some level. So we decided that during this time, when there's so much changing especially in the United States, mm-hmm. people are not going back to their jobs. They don't know who they are, right? It's like leaving. I know when I got divorced, I think it's like any divorce. You're so shoved into who you thought you needed to be that you don't know who you are. So this is 6 weeks of a weekly call and then a one-on-one call where we go really deep with everybody to help them remember what their passion is, what they're good at, because it's, especially if you've had a life of trauma, early trauma, where, you know, you don't think you're good at anything.
Yeah. And it's about showing up and unpacking that. It's about having courage and developing confidence. And it's you can carry on.
And it's being witnessed.
Absolutely.
Because people don't just stop us at Target and say, oh my God, I just felt so much better standing in line behind you. What's going on with you?
I know. It's strange because it's like me. I have a fondness for the overlooked and underserved, especially mm-hmm. the homeless. And really quick story, I was going to get some sushi. High-end sushi, me and my husband, $75 for a snack, basically. And I see this young woman, beautiful face, and she was tattered and torn. And she was pulling two shopping carts with all of her belongings. She had no shoes on her feet. And I saw her as I drove past. And when I came back, I saw her again. Spirit said, be a blessing. Right now, be a blessing. I pulled in the parking lot. I went in my purse. I said, now look. I spent $75 on sushi. I said, I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to give her $50. I gave her, folded in my hand, and I gave her $50. And when she rolled down the window, she says, oh my God. She says, you smell like heaven. And I was like, wow. I said, okay, well, let this angel be a blessing. She took the $50. She opened it up, and she literally fell down on her knees and praised God. Wanda, I cried all the way home. To know that I paid it forward to somebody that needed it. But when she rolled down the window, she told me that I smelled like heaven. There was a blessing there that I was supposed to bestow on her. Brains, that same blessing you can bestow upon yourself with empathy, with understanding, with courage, with care, with coaching, with kindness, with great books, with great friends. And working with people like Wanda Vitale, they get it, okay? There's no magic wand. There's no pixie dust. But your doggone sure got to do the work. Nobody's going to do it for you. And it would be such a disadvantage if you left this planet without revealing. You're not going to reveal everything, because I'm telling you, you got a laundry list. But if you can get through a quarter or half of what your destiny is, You've made a mark and you've made an imprint. And Wanda, you have made an imprint on my heart. Brains, I need you to follow her. You know, again, I don't know, it could be any simpler than this. Go in, work with her and her team, follow them, get into the conversation, okay? Turn your machine over, turn that ignition over, drive down the right path. There's so much there waiting for you. And I'm so glad that you're here to drive my Uber.
Thank you. You know, I ask all of our clients to think about what do you want your legacy to be? Mm. It's so easy to get caught up. We all do it, or, you know, till we don't. Caught up in survival mode. But to date, we've all lived through it, right? To date, whatever the worst that we thought was going to happen usually doesn't happen. And there's always something else. So I think it's a really, when I started to think about, because I don't have kids, what I wanted my legacy to be, it changed my vision. Mm. It changed how I look at my work. It changed how I look at my life. It changed everything. It made me more mindful because I don't have kids. And just
but yes, you do.
Well, I was just saying,
you have the children. No, you have the children of the world.
Yeah,
I hear women say that just because you did not physically.
Yeah,
and you know what? I did it. It's great. I love my kid, but it's overrated. I wouldn't have did it a bunch of times. But you are Mother Earth. You are giving to so many people. Where one person may have given birth 1, 2, 5 times. My grandmother did 9 times. You are touching the masses. You know, you're brushing it with a broad stroke. So I thank you for that.
Oh,
and there's an element of sacrifice. You're taking on a lot of people's energy. You're taking on their pain. You're taking on their anxiety, but you are also pouring something organically in them so they can sprout up new growth, that they can have new vitality, that they can have the courage that they need, the inspiration, and somebody to lean on. Have you ever had a plant and you had to put a stick in there for it to lean on, for it to stand up straight? Well, you are that stick. You are that stick, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Wanda.
You can find us, my partner and I, at our website, which is www.quantumentrepreneurs.com. Quantumentrepreneurs.com. You can find me on Facebook under Wanda Vitale. So, we'd love to connect.
Yeah, we're going to put all of your information in the show notes. When you have upcoming courses, please let me know so that I can share that with my brains. Brains, again, like I said, you know, I'm not bringing you sloppy seconds. I go to the ends of the earth. I go to the outer limits, to people that have seen aliens, okay?
Yeah.
To get you what you need, because we need it. Everything here on this planet is just, you know, it's all organic. It is going to expire at one time. So I'm hoping that you are preparing yourself for whatever your belief is for the afterlife. But as far as me and Wanda are concerned, it's not over, baby, till it's over.
And we think it's time to make a difference.
Yes, absolutely.
We think there's never been a better time than now
to make a difference. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Get in your feelings, brains. Get into it. On the edge. Thank you so much, Wanda. Your gift.
Thank you, April.
Bye, brains.